This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on this Monday afternoon. We're on 107.7 WTPL FM and streaming live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we'd also love for you to go to our brand new website, which is foodforthoughtnh.com. And, well, good afternoon, Mike. How was
good
your
afternoon
weekend?
To you. Good. Thank you very much. And a belated happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. It was a wonderful day.
Yes. You got to be with your mom as well.
Yes. And Daryl's grandmother and my mom.
Oh,
and,
fun.
Yes.
Were you waited on, I'm hoping? And you didn't do any of the cooking?
No. We went out.
Oh, you know, I was going to, that was my next thought was, don't tell me you didn't go out.
We did.
Yeah, nothing wrong
we
with that.
We did.
Keep the restaurant industry strong and healthy here in southern New Hampshire.
This is true. We go out on the weekends. We cook all week.
Well,
we
because you know, with your, and we're going to hear more about your diet changes.
Yes.
Your program with Rocco of Integrity.
I know. I haven't seen him for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, he's been away and you've been away and, you know, but he's got your new food plan and
I'm excited.
So, and that's why it's smart that you, you make most of your own meals because you can make sure that you know what you're getting. But the weekends, treat yourself.
Well, and I don't, you know, when we say that we go out, I still definitely think and eat healthy.
So, yeah.
You know, for the most part. Yes.
Right. No,
and it's in moderation, you know,
sure.
If I do decide to have a little bit of something. So yes.
Very good. I have a question either for the listeners or for you or for anybody listening. I have something I don't know about. Well, I know there's a lot of things I don't know. So maybe somebody can help me with this at 866-823-1077. It has to do with eggs.
Eggs.
So we made some boiled eggs over the weekend. Actually, Barb's daughter did. Put them back in the egg rack because we had no other fresh eggs. It was just, okay, we'll put six or seven of these hard-boiled eggs. They were white eggs. And put them in the fridge. Well, then we went out later in the day and bought some white eggs. And I put them in a certain part away from the hard-boiled eggs. But I guess maybe I didn't tell Barbara that or something. But as it turned out, she got in there and kind of mixed things up. And now, today, when I was making cookies, I needed six eggs. And two of the ones I cracked open were hard-boiled eggs. So here is my question, and it's probably got a really easy answer. How can you tell a hard-boiled egg from a fresh egg? I don't know that you can shake a fresh egg. I suppose you could eventually. It would make some noise. But I tried it, and they felt the same. And
really?
Yeah. Do you think you could tell the difference? Because I think a fresh egg, everything is kind of held into place, and I don't think it – you don't get a lot of movement or jiggling in there.
That's interesting because I would have thought, I guess I've never really tried that, but in my mind I would think that to me it almost seems like the hard-boiled egg would maybe be a little heavier, if that even makes sense. But
yeah,
it
wouldn't be because there's no gain or loss of weight when it's
not
self-contained.
But we have Paul from Dunbarton that may want to weigh in on this.
All right, Paul, help me out, pal. How can you tell a hard-boiled egg from a fresh egg if they look the same?
This is easy, very easy. What you do is a hard-boiled egg, if you take it and spin it like a top, it will spin and spin on its bottom, but a one that's not cooked will just kind of flop over like a weevil's wobble, but, you know.
But they don't fall down, but they do fall down.
Well, they do fall down, yes. But a hard-boiled one, if you take it and spin it like a top, it will stay and spin, and one that's not hard-boiled will just kind of flop over.
Interesting.
Yeah, I kind of thought maybe there would be some use of water. Maybe one would sink and
if you want to find out if eggs are fresh.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah. If eggs are fresh, they float, and if they're going bad, they'll go down. If you put them in a bowl of water, fresh eggs will float, and as they get older and older, they'll sit at the bottom of the water.
Now, why do you suppose that is? Because the weight doesn't really change.
I don't know. I'm not a chicken doctor, but...
You play one on TV, I know.
Right.
Well, that was very helpful. I'm going to try that.
Spin those eggs, and the ones that stay spinning like a top, those are your hard-boiled.
All right. Okay. And again, you spin it on the head, or the, I guess, bigger end as opposed to the pointed end?
Correct. Yep.
All right. All right, cool. All right, good to know. I knew somebody would be able to help me out with that.
Yeah, because it too has happened to me, so I looked it up, and of course, yeah, everything's online. Not saying it's all true, but it just worked for me.
Terrific. All right, my friend, thank you so much. I'm going to go home and try that. Talk to you soon.
Have a good afternoon.
Thanks. Paul from Dunbarton helping me out with that particular strange, you know, issue I was dealing with.
Yeah, so they felt...
They did. Yeah.
Interesting.
They felt and sounded the same. You could rattle it. I didn't want to rattle it so much. I'd have scrambled eggs when I opened that up. But I was quite surprised. I need two more eggs. Oops. Looks like that'll be lunch. Get another one. So anyway, okay.
There you go.
Thank you for letting me use these airwaves to solve my own personal issues, of which there are many, as you know. Most don't have to do with food, though.
Oh, brother. Okay. TMI.
Okay.
It could be.
It could be. So what do you got there, Miss Carol?
Miss Carol, today's food holiday, which is not good for a healthy Monday, is a National Mocha Tort Day.
Yum.
National Mocha Tort Day, and it's also American Craft Beer Week.
Oh, and we talked to the beer geeks on Friday. They were terrific.
They were. Mm-hmm. Michael Hopley Pierce, and it's actually Michael Hopley Pierce's birthday today, too.
Okay.
So happy birthday to Michael. But, National American Craft Beer Week going on all week. And, I just started looking up a few beer trivia facts. And,
oh, good. You want to give me a quiz?
Well, what do you think is the for sales, mm-hmm. that would be more? Beer sales, spirit sales, or wine sales?
Oh, that is a great question.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
I was kind of surprised.
So the categories are beer,
spirits
or wine. I'm trying to think now as I go into the New Hampshire State Liquor Store.
There you go.
Which has the most space. Of course, they don't sell beer at those locations. I think I'm going to go with wine on this one.
Mm-mm.
Not wine, huh?
No, it is not wine. That was really dumb. U.S. beer sales surpassed that of both wine and spirits. Isn't that amazing? Combined. Beer sales, $98 billion. Spirit sales, $62 billion. And wine sales, 28.
Wine was last place, huh?
28. Hmm. I was really surprised at that.
So do you think it's the interest in craft beers that perhaps is bringing more people? Or maybe it always was that way.
I'm not sure. I mean, recently, craft beer has certainly exploded.
True.
And, you know, I
just don't know that craft beer is still a huge part of the market yet compared to your Budweisers and your Amstel Lights.
True.
And all those. I don't have the stats in front of me, but every time I see it, New Hampshire is either number one or two in per consumption sales of beer. Not in total volume, but in per capita.
Hmm.
It's number one or number two, along with vanity plates. And there's another category that it's...
out of the whole United States?
Yes. Yeah. You'll find more vanity plates per car. And it's usually the beer.
I wonder why that is.
The beer thing is between Nevada and New Hampshire all the time. If you just Google it or somebody looks it up right now, you'll see that's the case.
Wow. Which state do you think has the most breweries?
Oh, that would probably be California.
It is California.
Okay. Only because such a big state, big population, and lots of interesting people making craft beers. All right, I'm one for two so far.
You are. This is kind of cool. This is just a little info. In a Czech beer house, the bartender will refill your glass every time you empty it until you place your coaster on top of your glass, signaling that you've had enough.
Oh, really?
Isn't that cool?
That's kind of like on wine when you go in and you put the little flower in when you want service or whatever.
Service.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got this. Is in Czechoslovakia?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The most popular beverage in the world is tea, and beer is number two. However, in England and Ireland, beer is the most popular beverage.
Okay, tea?
Which that makes
Man,
sense.
Man, I just am not a tea person.
Me neither.
You know, I like chai tea. That's the only
tea. I like chai tea, too.
Chai tea is fantastic.
Like an iced chai tea.
Yes,
I like. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But any other kind of tea, if I have tea twice a year other than chai, I'm lucky.
Yeah, same with me.
Huh.
Same with me. Once in a while when I'm not not feeling good, you know, sometimes a cup of tea I'll try and I'll sip on it a little bit, but it's not like my thing either.
Yeah, a little whiskey and it makes
it
better.
Lots of people are tea drinkers.
Oh, I know. They are. Well, I enjoyed your beer trivia questions today.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Very nice.
Kind of cool. Today's food quote I thought was kind of cool, too. The most important things to do in the world are to get something to eat, something to drink, and somebody to love you.
That's all you need, right?
That's all you need.
And a cute little dog, like and you have and like I have.
That's right. That's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're getting ready to see what your new meal plan is from Rocco?
I am very excited to see my new meal plan. I mean, I'm kind of looking at it, but I'm anxious to discuss it with Rocco and get on to this next journey. Yes.
About 10 weeks in now?
I am 10 weeks in. I'm beginning my 11th week tomorrow.
Fantastic. Yes. Looking good.
Thank you. Feel good. All right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be back with Rocco Belay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on this Monday. Can't say gorgeous Monday. Well, it's not too bad.
Well, this morning it was really nice.
It was. And then, you know, when I got out of my car when I got here, and I got here a little later this morning, about 9:30-ish, it was real windy.
Yeah.
It, all of a sudden, like, you know, kind of like
you want some weather geek explanations of that?
I do.
This time of year, typically, you can get what's called a backdoor cold front that actually comes in off the ocean. Typically, you know, weather patterns go from west to east, but occasionally you'll get a system that spins out right there in the ocean and will start to retrograde or move backwards and bring the cool air with it. So that's what happens often in May and April. It's a backdoor cold front, but warmer air will push it back out.
Backdoor cold front. That's right. You are a weather geek.
I was a weatherman on TV.
That's right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Didn't get me any dates, but you know. I didn't have a small dog then either.
Did you see that post with Daryl in front of the green screen with the weather?
Oh, that was at the Maine, New Hampshire, right. That's probably a really popular part of the WMUR experience,
it was
seeing yourself on TV.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
He's like, there's no way I'm going up there. I'm like, get up there so I can get your picture. Boom, he goes right up
there. Oh, yeah, see, you've got him nailed. Yeah,
I do. It's exactly. So funny. He always says no, but then he does it in a heartbeat.
Hey, Rocco, how are you, man?
Hi, Michael. Good afternoon, Carol.
See you.
Hi, Rocco.
Always
I know,
pleasure.
I miss you. I haven't seen you here for like a couple weeks. We haven't been together here.
Well, you know, I'm not the one who went away. But I did go,
you did go away.
I did go away the week before.
That's you right. went away, then I went
you're
away.
You're
so we're
right,
even.
But you know something? 5 weeks ago when... I came here on a Monday. It was snowing.
Five weeks?
Yeah.
Ooh, early
that
April.
Doesn't sound like too long ago either, right? No. That's a little scary.
Now, but before we jump into, you know, the business at hand today, I need to know how you're playing your duet at Cinco de Mayo at Puerto Vallarta went last Tuesday.
After the second shot, I didn't remember a thing. No, I'm just kidding. No, considering, you know, that the short amount of time that we'd rehearsed together, I thought it went off fairly well.
How long did you play?
We played for a little over 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I know Carol was there. She could probably tell you a little more.
It was excellent.
She was.
I reported back the next day.
You know, she was on the listening side. You know, when you're on the stage and you're only listening to the stage mix, it's not the same as what people hear out in front. So
very true.
But from where I was, it sounded pretty good. We made a few little gaffes here and there, but nothing.
Well, I certainly didn't.
Well,
notice.
People would be hard pressed to, you know, yeah, your own worst critic always.
Yes, no, I didn't have the two shots. I bought them for everybody else.
Yeah,
I didn't hear
right.
You didn't buy me one.
Well, I couldn't find you.
She looked under the table.
Well, we snuck off because they were too busy. We went to go eat at KC's.
Isn't
love
that something?
That. Yeah.
She came to a restaurant to see me and went over to KC's to have lunch.
They were way too busy.
Kevin's out there listening from KC's. So, you know,
he saw me.
He can thank me.
He saw me.
You're welcome,
night.
Kevin.
So, Rocco.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I think we are going to talk about my meal plan today. I'm beginning my 11th week tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about it. I'm doing my three reps. Is it three reps?
Sets.
What's a rep?
A rep is just one repetition. In other words, if you're doing a curl, just
I'm
one
doing 13
time.
Or 14 reps, and then it's a set. Okay,
yeah,
I've got
that,
it now.
That
I
whole
have to say
group
the right
of
thing.
Reps is called a set.
A set. Okay, I'm doing three sets.
Yes.
Which, you know, is quite time consuming.
Yes,
for
and,
me.
And if you take a look at the exercise, we define volume of training is your sets multiplied by your reps, multiplied by the weight, and that'll actually gives you a number. So when you look at those plans, that number is slowly increasing over time. So you're getting more and more capable of doing more work.
Okay.
Hmm. Pretty interesting.
It is.
Kind of like a backdoor weather front.
Like you, are you making sport of me, young man?
Absolutely not. It's all about making people laugh, right? Yeah. This is a comedy hour, isn't it?
We're going to have another rep of cold weather soon, so you'll behave yourself over there, big guy.
Okay, so I'll stay in my place. I'll stay in my lane, I should say. So, Carol, let me ask you, before we get into the meal planning aspect of this, let's talk about the...
I'm getting nervous.
No, don't get nervous. I would never put you on the spot too badly without asking you first, but let's talk about your experience as the exercise portion. In the beginning, remember you had a tough time getting to the club.
It
right?
took me at least 3 weeks.
Right. So even though you say you're on your 11th week, really, you're kind of on your 8th week of exercise. We have this correct?
No.
So this
no,
is your...
this is true 11th okay, so, week. I right. should be on my 15th week or 14th
so
week.
So that's the mathematics.
Yes.
So,
no. True okay. that I've done, I did my full 8 weeks of checks. I didn't lie and put checks and not do it.
No, I'm not saying that you did. I want to, I want to convey to everybody else that's out there that you just didn't get right up on the horse. It was, you stumbled and bumbled a little bit before you actually started to walk, right? Now, how about the time that you take to go exercise now? How does it feel? Does it feel almost something that you do yet, or who you are, I should say?
It does. It definitely does. I really cannot wait to go. I'm anxious to go. Michelle and I go together. Mm-hmm. We meet there, and I like to go, and I've never liked to go. I mean, in the past, when I've gone, and liking to go, that lasts for... maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big deal. It's a real big deal. I mean, it was a big deal the first week when I flipped the page over when I got to the 5th week. And now I'm on my second pamphlet.
Okay,
and,
so
no, it's a big deal.
So yeah, so when you take a look at the priority that it's become in your life, in say in your top 10 priorities, what number does that fall at?
Of my priority, and as far as you mean working out?
No, I'm talking about just your everyday, everything that you do in your life. Where does that priority fall?
Oh, it's number one.
So that happens before anything else does?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, so that's...
When I hear people now say that they don't have time, I'm like, you can make time.
Well, did you say that once before as well?
I always said that.
But what was the real reason? Because maybe that's what people need to understand. Why do you say that you don't have time?
It's just an excuse. It's like an excuse just to, now when I come up to the club, mm-hmm. and, I can tell when I get to a certain point, I can see if someone else is already there or not there. It's like darker. It's like, because I kind of get there a little bit early. And, I freak out. Like if I always think in my head, oh my gosh, what if my tag doesn't work and I can't get in? Now, before, I'd be like, oh, if my tag didn't work, this would be awesome. Do you know what I mean? I'm serious.
This is really
serious.
This is interesting stuff because the psychology of how you are perceiving things is changing.
It totally is.
And
it is.
That is so, so important in this process of, where they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's BS. You can't.
It is BS.
It takes a little longer to learn the trick.
It's true. That is
so,
true.
Somebody like me who's been doing it my whole life, I can never say that I know how you feel because I don't. First of all, I'm not female. And secondly, I've been exercising since I was 14, and it's part of the fabric of who I am. But for you to create your fabric as to making that who you are is going to take some time. So this is part of that process of you've taken the first step where it's actually becoming automated in your life or
yes.
your lifestyle.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I mean, and when I'm doing my cardio at the beginning, I get my, I've been doing 6 minutes now, and that's just my thing. And, I've been trying to do more. And, before I do 4 minutes or 3 minutes, and I'd be like, fine, no problem. But I really cannot go away from there. Like, to me, I'm thinking in my head, I'm just cheating myself if I don't do it, and I have to do it. Like, I have to do it.
Or you want to do it?
Yes, I want to do it. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think that is...
You're right.
That's
it's not I have to, it's that I want to.
People who think they have to do something is always a struggle versus I choose to, which is something that you want
right.
to
no,
do.
No. I want to do it. Yes.
And therein, again, is the psychology of the change of how you perceive the exercise. It's something you're getting rewarded for. Well, again...
I'm totally getting rewarded.
Okay. So yes. how do you feel physically compared to, say... before the program started?
I feel fantastic. And what is the saying? This tastes better than, does that make sense? This feels better than
food
than
tastes.
What that tastes. Yes.
And that's what some people say. But I would argue that there are some foods out there that taste just as good as you feel, and you could still eat them. In other words, healthy foods that,
of course,
that, you know, give your body life and whatnot. And I think that's what we're going to start beginning to understand now, because this is, you know, we talked about sets and reps a second ago, and see how you're beginning to learn the jargon of what exercise is, and you talk about cardio versus strength training, and you've learned things,
mm-hmm.
and those things are empowering because now you know why you do them and what they're doing to your body. Well, the same is holds true for the food, which is way more important. And it's the thing that most people want to try to avoid. In other words, people try to exercise out of a poor diet. They do.
Okay, say that again now.
Without changing
people
their
try
diet?
To exercise out of a
yeah,
poor
but
diet.
But eat the same stuff.
Yes, you know, I've heard, you know, some clients come in and say, you know, I do an extra hour of cardio so I can drink wine at night. So they're trying to basically nullify the ill effects of all those bad calories with exercise, and then they become disappointed over time, and they'll eventually quit because they're not making that change that you're making right now that says, I am a healthy person, and this is what I do because I am healthy.
Right.
And it's through the educational process of understanding why it's so important to do these things. It doesn't mean that you can't do all the other things that we do to have fun, because I do them too. But I have a good understanding of what I can get away with,
right.
And what's
and what
you, know,
you can't get away with,
yes.
And right, and how far you can push it.
And I don't mean to sound like I'm getting away with something, but
I know where
that point is. It says, okay, well, enough is enough, and a lot of people don't know where that enough point is.
Right.
So, I gave you two different meal plans, actually. So, and there's two ways that you can look at this. Earlier, I was working with Holly Blanchard. In Holly,
Miss New Hampshire.
Yes. And I gave her this Beachbody meal plan. And this is basically the meal plan that I give to...
So if I eat all this, will I look like Holly?
I'm going to put you in the pageant next year, Carol. You ready?
Why is that funny?
That was a good line.
Do you want to look like Holly?
I would love to look like Holly.
Even I'd like to look like Holly, actually.
Mike, I can't see that.
I can't either. Sorry, Holly. My apologies.
Yeah.
Carol's sweating right now.
I am.
But here's the leap that you'll have to understand.
Okay.
The meal plan that you had before this one, do you remember how many calories it was?
I think it was more, wasn't it?
It was, but
right.
Do you remember how many?
No.
Well, see, okay, now here's where I'm going to put you on the spot, because...
All right.
That's something you should have known, right? And you should have been weighing out every single one of those. See where it says on this particular 1,500 calories, it's actually giving you the exact amounts.
Mm-hmm.
That means that if you are putting money in the bank, but you don't know how much you're putting in every day, and you have a surplus of too much money, which most people don't have, people know, you know, that you have to make more than you spend if you want to gain money in your account. But the opposite is also true, so that if you want to lose a little bit in your account, then you have to start making withdrawals.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that now that we've got you to phase one, now we have to get you to understand a little bit more about the food. I know you know about food, but now I want you to understand the energy that's in food. In other words, give your body just the right amount of energy to create a slight restriction so that, and if, say, for an order for you to weigh, we'll say 130 pounds.
135.
We'll say 135. You have to eat like a 135-pound person.
Okay.
Which I'm going to bet is maybe 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day.
A little more than that, but yeah, it's going to be somewhere around 1,500 calories. A simple rule of thumb to find out, and this is just a rule of thumb to find out how many people, how many calories a person eats per day is, we'll say, for example, how much do you weigh, Mike?
155, 160, somewhere
okay, so
in there.
Okay, so we'll say 160. Add a zero to the end of that gives you 1,600, right?
Right.
And then add 400 to that gives you 2,000.
Yeah, and every time I see a back of a packet, you know, this is for somebody on a 2,000 calorie, and I know that's what I should be eating. So that's a good reference point
on
for me.
On average, that's probably where you eat. So when when somebody comes into the club and I see how much they weigh, I can do an estimation of what they average calorie-wise. So now to get to 135, you have to average calorie-wise what a 135-pound person would eat.
Men or women, difference? I mean,
no.
Is that right?
No.
We metabolize?
No, we have more metabolism because we have more lean body mass.
Okay.
But when you take a look at body masses, whether it's gender or even age-related, mm-hmm. the lean mass is what's metabolically active, which means that depending on how much of that you have, you know, you can take a look at muscle. Muscle probably burns about between 15 and 18 calories per pound per day. Fat only burns 2 calories per day.
Wow, pretty unproductive, huh?
Yes. That's why it would behoove anybody to make sure they have as much lean or as much muscle mass on their body as possible because they become more like more of a metabolic
more
furnace.
More of a machine. You know,
by a factor of almost 7 or 10 or somewhere.
That's right.
Wow.
So interesting. It's very important that people understand that. Because so when you said, "Oh, I didn't lose 1 pound, right, on the scale," but you changed how much in muscle mass on your last?
4.5%.
Yeah, no. So, but how much lean? How much muscle did you gain? Do you remember?
Oh, you mean the pound wise, right?
Yeah.
8 pounds.
So you 8 pounds multiplied by, we'll say, 20 calories a day, right? So now what you did is you increase your metabolism by 160 extra calories per day. So now you have that much more per day that you can basically metabolize the food. So your metabolism went up over 150 points. Am I making sense or am I getting too confused?
That's really fascinating. I never thought of it that way, I've heard him say that more
than
once.
Well, it's a new thing, so it'll take me a little bit to get. But yes, it makes sense. Of course it does.
Well, why don't you think about it while we take a break?
Right.
As we're knee deep. And I mean, it's interesting to me. I hope it is to everybody else because we can all learn from it.
Definitely.
All right. Food for Thought with Carol Lawrence and Mike Morin in the Beacon Building downtown Manchester. WTPL The Pulse 107.7 returns with more with Rocco Boulay next on The Pulse.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Here it is, Food for Thought. It is 12:49. Good afternoon, 107.7 WTPL. We're on 5 days a week. I'm guessing the only daily food talk show in New England, and you've got it right here at 107.7. You can see our Facebook page, foodforthoughtnh.com. I'm sorry, that's our website, and we're also on Facebook. Food for Thought with Carol is there as well to keep you up to date on daily schedules and who's going to be with us. The show is brought to you by Casey's Rib Shack over on the west side. So if you like true, authentic, deep South barbecue that nobody else is going to give you around here, check out Casey's Rib Shack. Kevin does a phenomenal job. Also, Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale & Company. Kenny's here a couple days a week. And Carol is busy kind of getting a recalculation, would we call it that, Rocco, of adjusting her food intake because her body's changing and her metabolism has different needs, I'm going to guess.
Yes, it is. It's burning a lot hotter right now with the mm-hmm. increased amount of lean body mass that she's put on over the last 11 weeks. And now we're actually going to change the fuel mixture in the carburetor.
So that good analogy.
We can get it to burn a little bit leaner, make it a little faster.
You're going up to 89 octane.
we're going to 93, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. am I at the ultra premium right now?
Yes, you are.
Okay, now I have a question here on this meal one right here. Now I have a question. You know, when I go work out and I have my protein after my workout, mm-hmm. is that in addition to this or is that with this?
That's with that.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay. All right. Now, when you say half a cup of dry oats and a half a cup of blueberries, do I mix that all together in the blender?
That's right. It's a shake.
Really? Yeah. With the oats? I never thought of doing that.
Yeah, well, you're getting the fiber all at the same time.
Like steel-cut oats?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know you could do that in the blender like that
together. Yeah, you can do that in the blender. You can actually mix proteins in yogurts, too. Like if you're eating a Greek yogurt, you can mix the protein right in, and it'll take on the flavor of whatever protein you're putting in it.
All right. Okay. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. So, like, tomorrow morning I go work out. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to come back, and that's what I'm going to make.
Yes.
That'll be my meal number one.
That's meal number one.
Got it. Okay. But that's only a half a scoop.
That's right. But if you look down the whole course of the whole day, what's your next meal? 5 egg whites, ugh, 1 yolk. That's really, you know, that's an omelet, right? So they have a cup of mixed vegetables,
mm-hmm,
and an ounce of some sort of a cheese that you can put in there.
All right.
So, again, you're not going without anything. It's just you're going to fill yourself up with good, healthy food.
Okay.
All right. Do you weigh this, or is it by volume as far as the exact amounts, which are very important here? Is it volume, or is it like weight?
Sometimes
the food.
It's both. So, yeah.
Because
so
in baking, they don't always mix.
Yeah. So a half a scoop of protein, when she purchased her protein, there was a scoop.
Oh, a scoop comes with it? Got it.
Yeah, there's a scoop in there.
Okay, got it.
So,
okay.
But, you know, if you look at a half ounce of slivered almonds, do you have a little digital scale at home?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, just...
I do.
Just,
now, what if I don't like almonds? Is there some other?
Oh, sure.
You could
use walnuts, you know.
Okay.
Some other type of a healthy...
Probably not cashews.
No, you could use cashews.
Can you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're my new best friend.
I'd use cashews as well.
So I can use cashews?
Yes.
All right.
Like unsalted?
If you have a sodium issue. I've never really worried about sodium before, but some people...
How's your blood pressure, Carol?
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it all depends. Some people, you know, tend to retain a lot of water from salt, and some people don't have the problem. But typically people who are in fairly good health don't usually have a problem with sodium. I mean, the sodium and everything, it's just, there's just too much of it.
Right. Okay. All right. So, all right.
So if you take a look at, there's a lot of food there.
PB2 is that dried one,
yes,
right? That's what that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just mix it in because it gives you a good flavor. And, you know, you can even take some of these shakes if you want and make a couple and freeze them so they can become like little ice creams.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know about that either. That'd be cool.
There's different ways to trick yourself into believing that you're eating the stuff that isn't so good for you. I mean, I've done it a whole lifetime, so it's for me, it's just second nature. But it's good to me. You know, when I'm having a healthy protein shake with all the fruits and stuff that I usually put in it, I'm really enjoying that much better than I would, say, a chocolate brownie sundae, but
sure,
that's me.
Let's point out here, I don't know if maybe you did already, that you have 6 meals per day. So explain the logic between more meals or eating more frequently, smaller portions, or what's going on here?
Well, when you take a look at, you know, if I would say, like, you know, I see a lot of professionals like doctors and nurses that are tied up for long periods of time, and they can't eat that often because their jobs require them to be kind of on the move all the time. I would say that please try to at least get in all the calories necessary for you to have a healthy body. But the reason for the smaller feedings is, number one, it maintains what's called your blood sugar levels over the course of the whole day, so you will not get hungry. And secondly, the smaller feedings, especially as we get older, our digestive systems, the enzymes that are in that break down our foods, don't work quite as well. You know, I would even recommend for a lot of people to take some sort of a digestive enzyme before they eat to help with the process of breaking down those foods so that we can utilize every single nutrient that we take in. So, and that's the reason why. So when you have smaller feedings, your digestive system has an easier time being able to process that. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's calories in, calories
mm-hmm,
out. So, you
mm-hmm,
know, if you ate 2,000 calories all in the first meal, then that's all you get.
Now, I don't see my Quest bar in here.
Well, you have to take a look at the protein. You have to take a look at the protein content in that Quest bar, okay, which is 20 grams, I believe, right? Look on the back side.
It's 21 grams.
21 grams, okay. What's in a half a scoop of whey protein?
I don't remember.
Probably about 12, right?
I think so.
So you'd have to have a half a Quest bar. It's all the same math.
Okay, so...
So anything you're substituting in or out for something, it just has to somewhat equal in that ballpark.
Or on my meal 5, I could have one of these.
You could. Yeah, because it's one scoop, so it's going to equal about the same thing.
Right? Okay. All right.
Makes sense?
It does make sense.
So it just, again, it's being able to count your calories and not putting in anything that you put in more than what you need. Your body stores it, and it stores it as body fat.
Right.
And when people are struggling with, you know, figuring out ways to remove some of their fat from their body, and I see it when I go work out every single day. I see people try and exercise out of a poor diet, and you know, it's not my place to go over and talk about that. So I mind my own business, but I wish there's a way that, you know, everybody could learn that.
Give me their numbers, I'll text them.
Sure. Are we at the end of the show already?
Doesn't it go by fast?
Flies by when you're counting calories, doesn't it?
I mean, I could just keep continuing and talking about this.
Well,
very
again,
interesting.
You know, I guess I'll end my show. Yeah, before we end the show, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Rocco.
Thank you, Rocco.
See you Monday.
Good luck,
Carol. See you
Carol.
Monday. Thank
I'm
you
here
very
you.
Much. I know that, and I appreciate that very much. See you, everybody. We're at the top of the hour. When we come back, Meatless Mondays. June will be in the house. We'll be right back.